You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. On today's program, I've got lined up for you a couple of songs that use the Mellotron. We're going to hear Fields of Joy by Lenny Kravitz, followed by Stone Rollin' by Raphael Sadiq. Very different eras, but that unique sound of the Mellotron. But first, we're going to start the program with a song recorded back in 73 off a record called McGear. I'll tell you more about it when we come back, but this one here is called What Do We Know?
Slowly fades away. Let's wander slowly through the fields. Slowly, slowly through the fields. I know our love will never die. Just do and die. Through fields of joy.
And then the last line of the commercial really, really did put the tin lid on it, really. It said that this particular event was where the fun begins. Now, I don't know how anybody could possibly say that, because how is the fun being measured?
You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. That first set, what you just finished hearing, was Stone Rollin' from Raphael Sadiq. Kind of an R&B soulful tune, but it included the Mellotron, probably most famous for the use by the Beatles in the introduction to Strawberry Fields Forever. So if you think about Strawberry Fields and that song, the very beginning introduction is a very distinct sound. So you get that kind of pop that the Beatles did, and here is Raphael Sadiq taking that instrument and finding a way to use it in a completely different context, which I think is very, very cool. And before that, another song with the Mellotron in it, Fields of Joy by Lenny Kravitz, which I think might be the only song, one of two songs I'm aware of that Lenny Kravitz has recorded that isn't his own. That's off of his record, Mama Said, his second record. And then on his fifth record, he recorded a version of the Guess Who's American Woman, which was a big smash hit for him. I much prefer the Guess Who version, but that's just me. And then we started the show off with a track called What Do We Know from a record called McGear, issued in 1974, I think, maybe recorded in 73, recorded and produced by Paul McCartney. And the reason he did that was because the record was actually a solo record by his brother, Mike McCartney, who, to avoid sibling rivalry and confusion and maybe the accusation of riding on the Beatles' coattails, had changed his professional name as an entertainer to Mike McGear. And a cool album cover on it, too. It featured Mike McGear in a Lilliputian society where all the little people had strapped him down. So it was very much a Gulliver's Travel kind of album cover. And I really like the sound of the guitars on that record. I often lament in more modern sounding music how the guitar has stopped being quite as cool sounding as all the various tones and textures that they seem to get in the 60s and 70s. They should rethink the guitar sound. That's what I would say. Okay, new set of music coming up, because that's what we do here. We're going to do a very new wavy kind of thing. We're going to hear something from a local band called Shrimp Ring. They have sort of a local hit called Babies on the Moon. Once you hear this, you just think, oh, this is so goofy, but so fun and catchy. So we're going to hear from Shrimp Ring off of Humanity's Last Hope, a song called Babies on the Moon, something from Cindy Wilson from the B-52s, a solo EP that she had done, the Sunrise EP. She's done two now. A track called Brother, which actually is a cover of a song from a contemporary of her original band, the B-52s, which she's still in and they still play. And speaking of that band, we are going to also feature a track from Wild Planet, a song called Running Around, here on Ear Candy.
give you babies. Babies on the moon. Two people in a sexual circumstance. We were brought together by a nuclear chance. We have a duty to repopulate and save the human race from its doomsday fate with babies, babies, babies. I will give you babies, babies, babies. I will give you babies, babies, babies. I will give you babies, babies on the moon. I didn't come here to fall in love. I didn't come here to fall in love. But no one else is left alive but us. So if you're ready, I am ready to fill you up with babies, babies, babies. I will give you babies, babies, babies. I will give you babies, babies, babies. I will give you babies, babies on the moon. Living underneath our lunar dome.
Baby, 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 baby.
The earth is in ruins, we can't go home.
Baby, 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 baby.
Trapped forever in the void of space.
Baby, 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 baby.
With nothing else to do but sit around all day and make babies, babies, babies. I will give you babies, babies.
I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. It's a program where we feature pop and rock songs, upbeat, up-tempo. And that last set was both upbeat and up-tempo, about as upbeatest and up-tempoist as you can get. We heard from the B-52s off of their second record called Wild Planet, a track called Running Around. And before that, we heard Cindy Wilson, one of the two female singers from the B-52s, from a solo EP called Sunrise. We heard Brother, and we heard from St. John's own Shrimp Ring, Jaguar Nights Project, and a track called Babies on the Moon. Absolutely unforgettable, I am sure. Very new wavy sounding stuff, even though Brother and Babies on the Moon, more recent songs. Definitely not from the 70s or 80s, even though clearly got their inspiration from those sounds. Okay, we're going to do some blues rock stuff. Got a track from Gorillaz called 5/4, which may be the time signature. I have no idea. It's just a cool track based on some blues rock riffs. The Dead Weather, Cop and Go. That's their stock and trade, that sort of sound. And then from Canada's own No Sinner, we're going to hear a track called Mandy Lynn off their record Old Habits Die Hard here on Ear Candy.
Tell my dad. par mail, n'a jamais mes feux. They've not your money, people say to war for you. Not just funny, not just get me through. I'll get for me. The people say to always war for you, war for you. Kill myself. Come on. Come on. She turned my dad on.
Wow, wow. Take it easy, mandolin. Whew, that's No Sinner. Vancouver's No Sinner from Old Habits Die Hard. Before that, we heard Cop and Go. That's Alison Mosshart and the Dead Weather off of their record Dodge and Burn. And we got that whole blues rock thing started off with a track called 5-4 by Gorillaz. That's Damon Albarn and his kind of cartoon band, Gorillaz, G-O-R-R-I-L-A-Z. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go from blues rock. We're going to move on to more folky fare. Let's get started with something from Joel Plaskett off his record 3. This one is Deny, Deny, Deny. Sounds like Bart Simpson, doesn't it?
Faintly in the night, and then returns the dark with me. light.
Every time you go away, way, 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 way. Every time you go away, way, 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 way. All by yourself, you'll be alright if you can get by tomorrow. I can't keep a lie. You're looking fine, just stay up all night. I'm so
sleight of hand, tricks and trades, day after day, today, today, never ending, day after day, today, today, never ending.
I'll get to you one day,
indeed, indeed, indeed.
I'll get to you in the space,
goes, goes, goes.
I'll get to you one day,
indeed, indeed, indeed.
I'll get to you. Every time you think you stay, 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 stay. Every time you think you stay, 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 stay. Turn up the headlights in the dark if it's just you on the highway, and get as far from the start. I'm saving lives, I'm keeping time. Makes for a long, long day. I'll get to you one day.
Deep, deep, deep.
I'll get to you in space.
Goes, goes, goes.
I'll get to you one day.
Deep, deep, deep.
I'll get to you in space.
Indeed, those sweet sounds are ear candy. That's the name of the show. I'm Mark O'Connor, and that song was called Spades, featuring Buck 65. It's from Jen Grant. They're both from Nova Scotia. Well, actually, Jen originally hails from PEI, so I should clarify that, though she lives in Nova Scotia these days. Isn't it funny about pop music and how many songs used playing cards as kind of the lyrical motif. You know, the Joker is wild, the Queen of Hearts. This one here is spades, the whole suit. When I think about it, there's lots of songs written about diamonds, the Jack of Diamonds. I think it was a hit by Ned Miller. Queen of Hearts, again, seems to be something that comes up over and over in pop and rock music. Spades, maybe less so, but I don't think there's any songs that I can think of written about clubs or any specific card in the clubs. All right, I digress. Let's get back on track here. Before that, we actually started the set off with Deny, Deny, Deny. That's Joel Plaskett. Whenever you hear a Joel Plaskett song with a word repeated three times, you know it came from his record three, a triple record set, 30 songs. He meant to make it 33, but 33 songs. That's a lot of songs to write, good songs to write for a record. So he finally threw in the towel at 30 and said, that's close enough to my three motif. And he just said, you know, in rock music, musical motives and lyrical motives get repeated three times. That tends to be the magic number. So hence three. An ode to threes. And in between, we heard a track from John Wesley Stace. The track was Remember Me. And John Wesley Stace actually performed for many, many years as John Wesley Harding. His actual name is Wesley Stace. And he finally recorded a record as Wesley Stace. And he said, you know, my fan base maybe didn't follow that, maybe didn't catch on. So he said, I'm going to release a record as John Wesley Stace to transition him. But he said, I do everything else as, I guess he's an author of books and just other artistic creative endeavors. And he always did under his real name of Wesley Stace. So he said it was time finally for his musical identity and his real identity to merge. That track is called, again, it's called Remember Me. Here's another interesting thing about that. The Jayhawks, that's the seminal quote-unquote Americana band from Minnesota. In fact, the Jayhawks are kind of a couple of things. In their configuration with co-founder Mark Olson, they really were Americana, maybe the inventors of that particular genre. In the absence of Mark Olson, which is actually a larger portion of the band's career than when he's been with them, they are more of a Britpop kind of sensibility, or that's where their music seems to draw on. Gary Louris, who's the head Jayhawks guy, I think that's more of his wheelhouse. He does the folk thing great too. I shouldn't say that, but anyway, Wesley Stace, I should say, hired the Jayhawks to be the band to record this record as John Wesley Stace. So and the Jayhawks also recorded a record, were the band again, for Ray Davies, the guy from the Kinks. He made a record called, get this, Americana. And the band on the record was the Jayhawks. They're beautiful players. They're very inventive, creative people. I think all the band members, aside from the bass player, sing as well, have very terrific voices and so forth. So Wesley Stace was very pleased with the results of recording with the Jayhawks. So there's a curiosity for you. All right, let's get back to the pop vein. This is probably all the time we've got for you this week. We're going to play something from the New Pornographers off of White Oak Conditions called High Ticket Attractions. And I kind of think, when I hear that term, High Ticket Attractions, I think Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam. I paid for a high diving act and I'm going to see a high diving act. So if I don't have time to say goodbye, come back next week. If you're listening elsewhere in the country, courtesy of the Community Radio Exchange at the National Campus and Community Radio Association website, thank you to all the station partners that pick up the show. And you know, if you're listening, you know the local time and place to catch me next week. All right? Have a good one.
All the factions that form around high ticket attractions. High on the spirit. could go to a